Plaintiffs, number one mistake, not getting all those records, documents, whatever, in the hands of the other side at least 30 days in advance. It's more important now than ever. I've stressed this and every time, the few times I've been asked to speak, but this is absolutely critical. If you ask any of these defense lawyers who are here today, they'll tell you that the carriers under, there are more constrictions on their people. There are more checks and balances. There are more or less authority given to people all the way down the chain. And when you hit them with something new, it has to go back into this system. And it's getting to be an overwhelmed system, a slower system. And if you want to settle the case based on this new information, you need to delay your mediation. Showing up with this information last minute is now more than ever less effective. All right. So here's some examples of that. Has your client just had surgery a week or two before? You need to move the mediation. You need to get those records. You need to provide that to the other side. They need to look at it. Are you waiting on this big, important record? Move the mediation. Do you have $50,000 in new medical? Move the mediation. Is there this expert you know you're going to strike, and you know the judge is going to strike him? Move the mediation. I think Ross touched upon this. Delay it. Push it out, because these are pretty key things to getting a case resolved for the right value. What information is new yet helpful? You saw Ross with the old lady, right? That is 100% correct. They can tell a story. Can they relate to them? Can they relate effectively? Effectively. There are things that can lift this case off the paper. That's new information. Having them look at the and hear her story. If your clients are good at telling their story, have them tell their story in the opening. I can't tell you, I've had adjusters get blown away by how effective a plaintiff can be at telling their own story. And it's very different when you're telling it, and you may be the greatest attorney in the world, but if you've got a client who's a rock star, tell them what happened. Tell them what life has been like for you. And I've had adjusters tear up. I've had them cry. Spouses. I had an elderly couple where they turned it over to her husband, and she'd been the injured individual. And he started talking, and he broke down. And he said, "I'm sorry. I wasn't going to do this. I wanted to be strong." The adjuster got up. She was crying. She ran over. She gave him a big hug. And it was policy limits like that. So if you've got that kind of client, if you have that star client, put them on stage. Use them. That's the kind of stuff, and that's happened many times. That's the kind of stuff that can really help your case. Family member stories. For major injury cases, having the wife, having the son, having someone in that position talk about the injured party, also extremely effective, just like in trial. If you've got a head injury case, who's the best person to talk about that individual's head injury? Is it them or is it the spouse? Right? So if you've got someone with short-term memory loss or a head injury that makes them quick to anger or whatever the symptom may be, they become a different person. Well, they don't know they become a different person, really, but the spouse can talk about it. And in mediation, that's awesome. All right, timing. What helps, what doesn't? Do you want to mediate early in the litigation? I think that's fine. Many cases can lend themselves to that, depending on who your opposition is. I'd encourage at least a round or two of, like, here's my demand, here's my offer. See if you're in the same ballpark before you take that option. And why? Because, again, more often than not, cases will settle for more later down the line as you go through the litigation process. Y'all, of course, have to decide, does that make sense in light of the context of higher expenses? It's a judgment call, obviously, but we all know that to be true. Later on in the case, it's typically worth more. Sometimes things go downhill, and we've all had that too. Barring aggravating factors, certain carriers just won't offer money till very late. That's not their MO. That's not the way they work. And again, one of those things, have that trial date. Have that trial date in place. Are there dispositive motions, motions to strike, key depots that are really going to affect the value of your case? Get that done first. If you know that's going to be very helpful, get that done. There's nothing wrong with trying to resolve early, but be careful because that final pre-suit demand versus that, well, now we filed suit and have expenses, and that was then and this is now, and our case is worth, like Ross said, double. Be very careful about that because the last number you give them is typically, and the defense counsel will echo this, that's the last demand you gave them. They do not expect you to go up. There's nothing about you filing suit to them that gives your case double the value. And I hear that all the time. This will be short. We're at 8 and they're at 10. Oh, you're a mediator. This will be easy money for you. Yeah, fantastic. Never happen. Never happen. Once that number is out there, just be careful. If you're going to really pull it off, do it in writing and make clear. Openings. Let's see how I'm doing on time. Okay, speed it up. Open or not to open. I hear this all the time. I don't want to piss off the other side. I hear that from the defense especially. I don't want to get them mad.